Philadelphia voters could see something unusual this year, a viable independent candidate for mayor. Businessman and former Republican mayoral candidate Sam Katz has changed his voter registration to unaffiliated and is considering seeking the mayor's office again as an independent this fall. We asked WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies, who's been covering city politics for three decades, to consider the likelihood of a third-party candidate could win in November. Here's his report.
Philadelphians haven't elected an independent candidate for mayor in more than 100 years. In fact, they haven't elected anyone but the Democratic nominee since 1950. But things change over time, and Katz may be tempted by voters' reported disaffection with the two major parties and the city's changing demographics. Philadelphia now has more immigrants, empty nesters, and millennials who think independently. Veteran political consultant Neil Oxman did the media for Katz's 1999 mayoral run when he almost beat Democrat John Street. What does Oxman think of Katz's chances as an independent?
I think the chances have to do with how acceptable or unacceptable the Democratic nominee is.
A local insider once observed that even an organization with a huge registration edge, like Philadelphia's Democratic Party, can't sell bad fish at the top of the ticket. At the bottom of the ticket, he said, you can sell botulism. But for an office like mayor, you need an appealing candidate. If an uninspiring Democratic field yields a weak nominee who barely wins a low turnout May primary, he or she could be vulnerable in the fall. Attorney Tom Leonard is the last candidate to run a serious independent mayoral bid way back in 1983. He says if voters are hungry for something different, Katz could have some appeal.
If Sam were the anointed candidate, if he were sort of the Inquirer editorial page candidate, and given the city needs somebody with financial expertise and the kind of background that he has, he would have a fighting shot.
A shot, maybe, but there are serious obstacles. One is Philadelphia's Republican Party. In the past, Katz ran as a Republican and started with the party's base of more than 100,000 registered voters. If he runs as an independent, Oxman says, he'll be on the ballot against a GOP candidate who will get some votes.
And the problem for the independent is that if a Republican for mayor gets 10 or 12 or 14% of the vote, that vote is much more likely to come from whoever the independent is, Sam Katz, for instance, than it would the Democrat.
The obvious solution to that problem for Katz is to somehow convince the Republicans to refrain from running a candidate and endorse him, or to endorse no one and let their voters choose whomever they like. That doesn't seem likely. The Republican City Committee chairman, State Representative John Taylor, says he hasn't spoken with Katz in years, and GOP leaders are now reviewing potential candidates eager to carry the party's banner in the fall.
Look, I have people that are interested. We are full steam ahead, and my interest as chairman of the party is to have a Republican run for mayor and a Republican win for mayor, not an independent or a Democrat.
There's another challenge for Katz. He hasn't yet formed a political committee, isn't raising money. And since the 2007 mayor's race, the city has imposed limits on contributions to political candidates. $2,900 for individual donations, $11,500 for political committees. Oxman says that will make it hard for Katz to raise money in a hurry, the way he did for past runs.
Sam went and raised an awful lot of money from a few people. I mean, Sidney Kimmel gave him $300,000. Dodo Hamilton gave him a six-figure check. I mean, he got a lot of money from a relatively few people.
So fundraising would be a challenge. On the other hand, Katz's three previous campaigns have built substantial name recognition and a generally positive public profile. The campaign finance rules could pinch the Democrats' fundraising efforts, too. A lot could happen in such a race. Democrats would no doubt attack Katz as a Republican in disguise, and they'd bring up a damaging 2004 court verdict against him arising from an old business dispute. Katz declined a taped interview, but he says he plans to offer some new thinking on critical policy questions facing the city in the coming months and see what develops. And he also likes to tell the story of another Philadelphia candidate, Rudolph Blankenberg, a businessman who stunned the city's political machine and won election to the mayor's office as an independent in 1911. You just never know. Dave Davies, WHYY News.